This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you hear it like Chicken Little yell, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Chicken Little right now exists in the hearts and minds of Democrats, going apoplectic over a 20% cut, suggested cut to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. 20% budget would leave Americans more vulnerable to cancer and other diseases, experts warn. And I'm telling you, 20% of us are going to get healthier immediately by a cut to the budget of the NIH. Because the NIH is promoting everything associated with drug research, vaccine research, oncological research, which of course leads to what? Chemotherapy, drugs. So I don't know where it is the Democrats lost their minds and said, you know what, unless we have money going into big pharma, we're all going to die.
But they've done that all along. Look at Henry Waxman days where they hate our industry and they tried to ban us at one point and nothing's changed. The Democrats have always been, if it wasn't for Orrin Hatch. Who knows where we'd be right now?
By the way, that's the voice of Richard Pearl. He's hosting me here. He has his own radio show, Pearls of Something.
Mine's better.
His is better. Mine's better. Yours is better. Well, either way, Richard Pearl, responsible for new listeners. No, he isn't. He's responsible for me being on radio years ago. I beat you to it this time, buddy.
You did.
I did. Right?
Third
back
base.
Back in the 90s, he had a radio show.
It was much better than yours.
What was
much
it
better
then?
Than mine now,
back then,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still Pearls of Health, but I had Debbie on. We were much better together than I am by myself.
That's all right, but we have fun on the radio together.
No, you're better than me.
But it took me a while. I got there eventually,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got there. You overtook me in
the
early 2000s.
Something happened. I don't know what happened.
I got bored.
But anyway, yeah, so you're doing that show. I ended up starting a weekly show in Atlanta, then it syndicated nationally, eventually went 6 days a week, and, you know, just
and
went bonkers with it.
I'm still fiddling around with twice a week.
Right, twice a week, right? And so,
but I'm on real radio. You're on that fake stuff.
I'm on real radio,
no,
too.
No, you're not. Only sometimes.
All the time. What
How's
are you talking
that?
About? I have affiliates 6 days a week. What are you talking about? We also stream live on the internet.
Your show goes over where the cows go moo.
The cows go moo in England. We're there, too. Is that okay? Do you approve of the British Guernsey,
on the right
Jersey
side.
Cows?
I think they do it on the right side.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, Richard Pearl is my guest, and
probably,
I'm his guest. Here at Simply Natural. So come on down. We're going to be broadcasting live this hour.
They cow disease, those cows.
Well, no, they did. Creutzfeldt-Jakob, real thing. As you know, my wife's father died of CJD.
I didn't know that.
CJD, yeah, 1995. Yeah. And the CDC basically covered it up.
Wow.
So when we talk about the X-Files in real life, we lived through that back in the 90s.
I'm so sorry.
So this is the hour here. We're going to go live. We're going to do a lecture in your store afterwards.
Correct.
For the two people that show up, they're already here. They're having lunch across the way. Very lovely.
No, that's another two.
That's a different two will show up. All right. Well, that'll be great. We're going to have fun regardless. But, yeah, we talk about listen, I love politics just because it enrages people. Not that I like to enrage people, but to hopefully get them to think, because we like to make them laugh a little bit, too, because it's so silly.
Right.
Right? There are principles, and then there are, you know, Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
Pretty much, right? And so here we have the freak out over a 20% proposed budget cut to NIH. I'm like, dude, is the NIH getting money or not getting money affecting my health or your health, Richard?
Well, if they don't get money, it'll affect our health in a better way.
that's the point. If we have more money to spend on our own
we have to take our own responsibility. You know, the whole system is don't think for yourself. We'll think for you.
Mm-hmm.
And every decision we make somehow just benefits Big Pharma.
Right.
How is it that only decisions we ever make have to go into a pharmaceutical drug? You know, your doctor is supposed to look out for your best interest, but he can only write a prescription.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the mentality that there's only one answer. There's only one way to get to Simply Natural, for instance, or there's one way to accomplish anything. That's crazy. And when they take money away from things, it creates a situation where people have to think for themselves and come up with a solution.
The Los Angeles Times, it says it this way, a future in which cancers are cured, heart disease prevented, and devastating brain disorders reversed may just have gotten a bit more distant. I mean, these are bald-faced lies.
Well, they could have said that 60 years ago, that these things are right around the corner, but they're still not, are they?
The thing is, we're already curing cancer. We're preventing heart disease. We've reversed devastating brain disorders in things that we can get in a health food store.
Yeah, but it's not patentable.
No, I know that. You know that. But the point is, are we doing it what they say can't be done without 20% more to the NIH? Hell yeah, we are. It's happening. It's been happening.
And it'll continue to happen because there's a growing group of the populace that doesn't want the harsh drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We know that chemo kills as many people as it saves. And we know that the chemo leaves, a shell of a human being left over.
Yeah.
And the cancer comes back stronger because the stem cell is coming back with a vengeance.
Right.
And medicine doesn't want to talk about that because they can get the low-hanging fruit. They can get the daughter cells and get those to go away. But the cancer comes back, and then they say, well, you know. And the proof of that is they still only have a 5-year survival rate as their point of reference.
Yes.
If they were doing so great, why isn't it 10 or 15?
Very good point. Very good point. Now, the budget blueprint to make America great again, the Trump administration says it proposed $5.8 billion cut from NIH for budget fiscal year 2018. Listen to the reduced it to only $26 billion. Oh, my gosh.
That's
a lot
of money.
They got $26 billion? Throw a penny, a shekel here or there for natural foods and health and detoxification, and you're going to do more than 20% more than the cut that they're getting.
Well, let's just look back at something. Your close friend, and unfortunately I wasn't close with him, but really one of the best guests I ever had, Nick Gonzalez.
Yes. Yeah.
He did studies with the NIH on pancreatic cancer. They sabotaged him.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote the book, What Went Wrong.
Yes.
I believe you were a chapter in the book.
Yeah, he referenced me. I tipped him off to what was going on there at the NIH. And again, here's the point, and I'm glad you're bringing it up. It's like the more money they have, the more they can corrupt the truth.
Right. Because he actually, even with the corruption, he still outperformed all the other people trying to do pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. You know, part of the NIH, part of the whole medical mafia is that they control everything, what you think, what you take, your outcomes,
mm-hmm.
and you really have no say in your own life. And so pulling back some of that money is actually a wonderful thing.
Good thing. Real good thing. And by the way, there's a secondary article, I think, that's sort of related. And Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, he says, let's smash Paul Ryan's Obamacare light to smithereens. And it's like, what the heck you got? That's why I say there's principles and then there's Democrats and Republicans. Now, with some exceptions, like Rand Paul is up there going, on a principled basis as a doctor, we can do better, right? We can do better. What you're proposing is the same thing, but, you know,
let me give you an example. My wife breaks her arm 4th of July a couple years ago. She's trying to be patriotic. So she has a broken arm, a broken wrist, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? We go to the emergency room. They put a temporary cast on.
Right.
And we try to find a doctor. Well, there is no doctors. I think it was on a Friday, so there's no doctor Saturday, Sunday. And there's no doctor Monday. We call. Nobody will take Obamacare. A long story short, we ended up spending $2,000 out of pocket. She had 4 casts in 6 weeks. She went to 2 emergency room visits, including the first,
mm-hmm.
2 different orthopedics, including the one that forced her to go back to the emergency room. And again, $2,000 out of pocket. When I had the injury, I broke my wrist 20-odd years earlier.
Yes.
It was $200-some-odd a cast for 7 weeks. So I cut it off. I was fine from that point forward. Look at what we needed to do. We had to have all these specialists, all these different places to go to, a whole bunch of casts, $2,000 out of pocket, and subservient care versus what I got 25 years earlier.
Yeah.
So how much for progress?
How is more money being thrown into it going to help that?
That's my point.
Yeah. And
more people changing the light bulb.
Yeah, what about a nurse that's perfectly capable of setting a bone, or even someone who's trained as an EMT, emergency management, what do they call it? Emergency responders, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they run an ambulance. Why couldn't they set up on the weekend a shop when they're not working their other job?
And they don't get paid well either.
No, but they could set up a private care kind of thing in a free market for medicine. Are they qualified? Hell yeah, they're qualified. But you can qualify a Boy Scout to wrap, you know, the point is they established the monopoly going back to the Flexner Report of,
right.
of 1910
right.
to set up a stage where it would only be licensed and sanctioned by government and state agencies that would be beholden to whatever government does. And guess what government does? It does what those who capture government tell them to do. The pharmaceutical industrial complex captured government, all the regulatory
and
agencies.
That was Rockefeller, Carnegie.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're living a 100-year-plus nightmare.
Right.
That's why Obamacare, 2010, he wrote to his followers, congratulations, we've done it. It's 100 years in the making in 2010. Why? Because in 1910, the only thing that happened that makes any sense, that makes that 100 years make any sense, is the Flexner Report.
Well, remember what also happened. The homeopathic schools went out of business because of him.
Purposefully.
And
yeah.
And speaking of homeopathic, because we have some listeners who didn't understand what homeopathic was.
What's your name? Carmen. She's from Puerto Rico, she says, right? And she doesn't know what homeopathy is. Now, I'm not at all making fun of her because I didn't know what homeopathy was until I was 24 years old.
Is that something to do with bathrooms?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with bathrooms.
In North Carolina?
Nothing to do with it. Where do you get your information? No. Homeopathic medicine. A physician by the name of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, back in the late 18th, early 19th century, he was so disgusted with the medicines that regular doctors were giving, mercury, bloodletting, leeches, things like that.
He's That's what killed Washington.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way, right? There's got to be a better. So he figures this thing out. He's like, takes substances in the natural world, dilutes them, and succusses them, shakes them up between each step of dilution, and readministers them. Finds out that they would cause something in their mother state, like Allium sepa, the onion, red onion. You ever chopped an onion in your kitchen? What happens? You get teary eyes, stuffy nose, corrosive feeling, and it mimics a head cold or an allergy. And he said Allium sepa is the remedy for those symptoms. Poison ivy, Rustox. You ever had poison ivy? Itchy, rashy, stiffness, all these things. Rustoxicodendron. It's a remedy for arthritis. It's a remedy for eczema, for instance, right? So based on that, there's a whole hundreds and hundreds of remedies in the Materia Medica grandfathered into the pharmacopoeia of the United States in 1938, 1939, when the HPUS was brought into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And it's become a worldwide system of medicine that's like the second largest. I think
it is the second largest in the world.
Right.
And then their herbs, I think, are third.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And again, nowhere to be found in Obamacare or Obamacare Lite.
Amazing. Yeah.
Nowhere.
But it doesn't cost anything.
No, it's pennies on the dollar. You don't get to patent it. But yet, it healed me. It heals many thousands of people around
and
the
actually,
world.
And actually, the only statue in Washington, D.C. for a doctor is for Hahnemann. Although they turned it into an allopathic hospital
up there in Pennsylvania. All right, we got lots more healing. Richard Pearl is on. We got a take on Dr. Manny Alvarez, I believe his name, from Fox News. Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, continuing now live from Simply Natural Organic Food. And by the way, Ray just brought us some key lime pie. Raw key lime pie?
Yeah, raw key lime and raw chocolate mousse.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And Super Don, you'll be happy to know I ate it on the break, and I'm not eating it right now that we're back on the air.
But it is dripping from his mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Do I get any organic raw brownie points? Anything? Come on.
Okay. All right. One.
I got
Let's
one.
Send him a dinner for one at Burger World.
I don't even know where that is or what that is. This is where if you want to get, you can get a bison burger here. You don't have to be vegetarian. You can get organic.
So you can have, we serve everything from raw dishes to food that, you know, leaves veins in your teeth.
All right. So, yeah, carnivores and vegetarians alike can enjoy. You know, it's like a mutual exclusivity. No, you got to figure out a way to do it all.
Well, you have to have everyone sit at the table so that there's conversation, enjoyment of each other's lives.
Right.
You know, there's a very interesting person in the restaurant right now who's a DO, and he's also into internal medicine. So during the break, we were just having a little discussion with him. And it's interesting because I think there's a problem in both sides of the equation, not necessarily with him, but just in general, where people in the natural world think that there's no value to medicine, and people in the medicine world think there's no value to natural, as if, you know, our side is voodoo or their side is voodoo.
It's the same Hegelian dialectic we talk about with Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
You're divided up and no one's talking to one another, right?
And seeing what's the virtue of both sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, the Fox News, they get, for instance, Dr. Manny Alvarez, right? Now, so, Super Don, have we ever agreed with Dr. Manny? I think we have. It's just, I have some...
Sure. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, he's not 100% wrong. He's about 90%, maybe.
So we don't pick on him because he's on Fox News or MSNBC, even though some of those things that go on those shows and those networks are pretty bad. But the point is, we look and say independently assess. Now, the assessment for this story, Dr. Manny says, are your dietary supplements killing you? Okay, that's a legitimate question. I got no problem with asking the question, are they? But then if they're never asking the question, are your allopathic pharmaceutical FDA-approved medicines killing you? Because I go to the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, Barbara Starfield, you know, from Johns Hopkins, puts this out, and no one has disputed it all that time. 106,000 to 225,000 Americans are dying every year to properly used, administered, ingested prescription medication.
Yeah, but their argument will be these people would die without the medication.
No, they don't even argue that. They don't. If that's the case, okay, then give it up because your drugs aren't helping them. Then why are you fighting tooth and nail against homeopathy, herbalism, things like this? Because your medicines are killing them at that rate. That's a holocaust. That's it's a million people in 10 years. Of course, other peer-reviewed literature has shown higher rates of death due to properly used drugs. So the point is, when did modern medicine become solely about pharmaceutical drugs?
After the Flexner Report.
After the Flexner Report. Again, we've got to go back and learn from history. Understand, we didn't get here by accident. That's
even
the point.
Eli Lilly was an herbal company long before. Because it goes back to Teddy Roosevelt in a way,
sure,
too, because he said you can't patent an apple.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the pharmaceutical companies realized that if they were going to make money, they had to isolate a compound. It didn't matter if there was a better solution. You're out to make money, and I understand that.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with doing that. The problem is that the game is weighted only in one direction.
Problem is monopoly stifles innovation.
Correct.
It crushes those within the medical profession because, Doc, were you a big fan of Obamacare, the way it was written? Did it benefit you? Did it not affect you in any way? Not personally. Okay. So, again, as I talk to doctors, the most that I talk to seem to not be liking it because it kind of told them more of what they had to do. Government, heavy hand, saying, you have to do this. You can't do
but
what.
It didn't affect him, so everything's local.
Yeah. So, again, these are the questions. I mean, they're fascinating. This is what I like to do, engage in the, hey, tell me how it impacted you, how it didn't. And there's no question that, what do they say, 6 million people love Obamacare because they're getting it for free.
The thing is, again, whether you can use it, in the case of my wife, when she broke her wrist, nobody would take it. We called all the hospitals, and the first thing they said, what type of insurance? That's all they were interested in, not how is she doing or anything.
Right.
Then when we told them that we had Coventry Care Plus, they laughed. So a couple of them laughed and just said, we don't take that.
Right.
And we were talking Broward General. We were talking, which is big down here. We were looking at Cleveland Clinic and I forget who, Holy Cross and whoever else. And then we looked for doctors.
Sure.
And then when we wanted to get into a doctor, it was, well, you know, it'll be, we can give you an appointment in the middle of August. The problem is the broken bone was now.
Well, and philosophically, what is insurance? The origin of insurance was unexpected catastrophe, like a broken bone, not cancer. Cancer wasn't necessarily something that was par on the radar for insurance because cancer was so rare. Now it's become so commonplace. The question is it an accident like a broken bone, or is it brought on due to environmental causes, poor diet, nutrition, et cetera? And if that's the case, wouldn't that money be better spent bringing better nutrition into the lives of the American people that are suffering the most?
But if your business model is to make a patentable drug, the answer is
well,
no.
Again, so philosophically, you know, is it about the money or is it about genuinely helping
people?
It's
always about the money.
Health insurance is not the same as health care. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is medical insurance, really good medical insurance. I'll explain it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, I just got a message from Liam.
Oh, really?
He says to say hi to you, sending his love. So, yeah.
Is that in the mail or is
no,
that...
No, through the instant messaging kind of services. Mm. So we send our love to our buddy Liam Sheff. Remember, if you want to read about all the things you didn't learn as a child, even through grade school, high school, and in graduate school and doctorate school, Official Stories is the book to read, Official Stories. That's what they're there actually to protect the officials for the most part. So let's see.
By the way, I still have your coins.
That's the message to Liam. All right, we're gonna.
I'm gonna call you later.
All right, call
him later.
I don't know if he's listening, but I'll message him.
Well, but the point is, he's an extremely important person.
Yes.
And by the way, I want to thank the doctor while we were on the break again.
Yes.
When I'm talking to you, I can see that you have care in your heart. I can see it in your eyes, and there's a value in that.
Appreciate that very much. We have another question of the day, by the way, interestingly enough, from a listener named Brad. From time to time we get this. This is a tough one because it's about cataracts. He says, RSB, is there anything we can do to dissolve cataracts, such as colloidal silver or carnosine? And Brad, listen, you know, doctors, ophthalmologists, these they're very adept at replacing these lenses. It's almost like a standard surgery now. It's so routine. But still, if we would acknowledge something that might bring about cataracts, wouldn't that be great if we can truly prevent them? And rather having to intervene surgically at that point. And it's a big question. Now, I've talked about connective tissue integrity. I've talked about silicon being critical there. Selenium being protective of all cells because the production of glutathione, which is the cellular detox mechanism, is critically impaired without adequate selenium, for instance. So these are looking at mineral preventive matters. Once a cataract is there, I don't know that those things have the ability to reverse them, right?
No, but there's some things you can use because we've had customers, including one gentleman who's 82 years old,
mm-hmm.
Who's had a dramatic improvement in cataracts. You use a product called Acidamed.
So you need to say that slowly so I can write it.
Acidamed, ACID-A-MED.
Okay.
It's made by Terry Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But that product, and we have a homeopathic cataract product,
mm-hmm.
And we use those a lot. And it's just that, you know, you have to do it for a long period of time. But, you know, you can't fake the outcome. If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. But
yeah.
We've had so many people that use these two compounds. With the Acidamed, you got to take 8 a day, 2-3 times with food and 2 at bedtime. And it's also helpful for people with bone spurs and other issues.
Yeah. I just met a doctor the other day who had referenced using sesame oil, a drop in the eye every day, and I'd never heard that either. So there's more to this world than we can keep up with. In fact, you mentioned homeopathy. I remember a medical doctor who I met years ago when I was at a conference. I was in Nigeria, of all places, and she's from Lagos. And she had a medical practice that focused on eye diseases, cataract glaucoma. And we had sent her homeopathic remedies specific to the liver to detoxify the body and specific to the eye, formulations that would address the eye. Now, I never visited her clinic to see what she claimed, to see if it was true. I had no reason to doubt her. She's an MD, licensed, doing work in Nigeria, and she kept ordering by the cases, shipping to Africa for her, and she said they were reversing all of these eye diseases without having to resort to surgery. So I know it's possible, but, you know, they're not going to run a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trial because there's no billions of dollars at risk here when you have a homeopathic remedy
right.
that anybody can make.
But here's the thing, and here's how you know that it's helpful. Nobody buys something over and over again in quantity where there's not a big financial gain and there's a big financial risk. For instance, I always tell people when they come to the store,
mm-hmm.
you know, you buy one of them, I have 100 of them. Who do you think's at risk? Because if it doesn't work, you're out one bottle. I'm out 100. I'm not going to stock my store full of 100 of the same
right.
item that's ineffective because who's going to lose? It's going to be me.
Yeah.
And so if this lady is buying something, and I don't know, I've never been to Nigeria, but obviously I've been in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
There's no money in some of these countries. In Nigeria, there are pockets of money. But in Sierra Leone, most of the money it's held by a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who are bringing things over
right.
and dispensing it to the public, they're probably not getting paid. And if they are getting something, it's in their local money, which counts to nothing.
Sure.
So the motivation for them to buy in quantity, hundreds of cases of something, is only because it's effective.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot of money extra to go around, to your point. They have to spend every penny wisely or else, you know, they don't have the taxpayer
have no
based
budget.
On a Federal Reserve system printing money out of thin air to suddenly say, hey, extra $20 billion for you. Right.
You know, when I came back the second time in Sierra Leone, there was Ebola,
mm-hmm.
and or it started right as we were there because we were there at Independence Day in 2014, and the first thing before that happened, I came back. I had brought so much stuff with me the trip before that people would say your medicine is good,
yeah.
even though it wasn't medicine. But
right.
I remember taking the silver, putting it into a little girl's eye who was around 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was full of gook. I have no idea what it was. But they were concerned that she would go blind. They had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, let's just try this. The next day it was all gone. And he brought the little girl to me.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so when I went there, you know, they kept saying how this thing helped and how that thing helped and how the stuff I gave helped these people with malaria and mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Again, it's not a guarantee that I was right. It just,
sure.
for whatever reason, it worked. By the way, if you're ever anywhere and you're in an area where they have malaria, drink Coca-Cola just a little bit every day. If it starts tasting funny, you have malaria.
Yeah. I'm not advocating drinking high-sugared soft drinks.
No, but that's how you tell.
It was a tell.
That's a tell. Yeah. But anyway, so the point I'm getting at, so when they had the Ebola issue, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that they were starting to use, again, this is a natural product, was the silver hydrosol.
Right.
And it was very effective.
No, but the international organizations, even Doctors Without Borders, World Health Organization, they're pharmaceutically conflicted. And so once they got wind of these things, they shut it down. Same thing happened in Haiti after the earthquake.
Right.
Silver went in, was eradicating the diarrheal diseases, right? 100% remission with the silver. No drug was doing that. And then when they got wind of it, they were thrown out of the country. I mean, what kind of, you know, again.
But people protect their own. I mean, this is not just limited to the pharmaceutical.
This is,
you know, nobody gives up the throne if they don't have to.
Sure. And there's a lot of money changing hands on all levels in every country, including these so-called third world countries. Hey, here's another, and by the way, the primary properties of silver, which was a normal part of the pharmacopoeia as well, down-regulates tissue inflammation on contact, up-regulates regeneration of healthy tissue. This is why silvadine is used in burn care centers around the world. It's a fractionally active product based on what the forms of silver that are available. But it's still the industry standard or standard of care. It, of course, is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, and there is no resistance in evidence to it, unlike the antibiotic drugs, which are rapidly running out of steam. Second issue, I want to get into some controversy here. I was just at Fort Lauderdale this morning on the beach. They are having an AIDS walk, and I wanted to go out with my sign to say HIV tests are fake. Of course, that wouldn't have gotten me any friends.
No.
But because we know...
Well, Liam did a whole piece on that, a journalistic piece.
Sure, no. But the point is... People have immune deficiency. AIDS can be real, but the HIV claim that it causes AIDS is wanting, very much wanting, because the test itself is nonspecific and cross-reactive to 120-plus different ailments and diseases, including pregnancy, which isn't a disease.
Right, but you can't say that. And also, if you don't dilute the test so low, everybody would have the virus.
Everyone would be considered positive. So the point on this is a story here that says there are lawmakers in California trying to... say that if you have unprotected sex, that's no longer would be a felony. Now, that should never have been a felony.
No. What they're saying is if you don't inform the other person that
of your HIV status. Okay.
Yeah,
but I agree with taking it out of that full.
No, but the
state.
Idea that you could, if you know you have something, you have sex with somebody, and you don't tell them. I think that's criminal.
Sure, if you have a
but legitimate STD. But they want to get that. They want to take that away.
Yeah, but if you have a legitimate STD, but again, how do you know whether you're HIV positive?
No, but if you do know.
Yeah, but you don't
saying,
know because
no,
the tests are not real.
No, but the point is, if by their consensus of agreement.
Yeah.
So if they've been diagnosed with something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And by the standards that be in California, if they believe that, then you have to abide by that.
Thanks, Doc, for being here. Appreciate it. So, yeah, but this is the controversy here among many is that if you can't determine the status via a test, how is it a real test? They don't want to acknowledge that. I get that. I understand that. But you've got a whole group of people, millions of people that are they diagnose them with an undiagnosable ailment based on a retrovirus that the test can't detect. And that, for me, is a problem.
Yeah, right. But here's the problem with your whole thought process.
There's no problem.
Yeah, there's a whole problem. There's not even three-quarters of a problem. There's a whole problem.
What could it be?
The problem is that no matter what you're saying is true,
mm-hmm.
nobody cares that what you're saying is true.
So you're
beating mm-hmm. your head against a wall that...
You can't say the truth because the truth is
no, you can
shocking.
Say it, but nobody cares.
Why do you say nobody cares? Somebody cares.
There's three
one
people.
One or two people. Three
and,
people
and
that
two
care.
Of them don't know where you are.
Okay. All right. Well, come on down to Simply Natural if you care. We're going to be here even after the show. I'm going to be lecturing for those who attend. We're going to heal the gut, heal the immune system. Maybe that was the lecture. I don't know. We'll talk about all kinds of things, including really sparking your immune system back to life. My gosh, this is number one on the list.
That would be explosive.
It would be and it will be an explosive talk. We're going to have a good time with that. Check out Simply Natural. They've got a web page as well, and they also have a Facebook page, Simply Natural. And Richard has a show now twice a week, Saturdays and Mondays.
That's correct. I think you've been on both.
I have been now on both. I feel all the more complete because of it. Thank you. So let's see. What else do we have here? Yeah, that was interesting. We had a DO here eating lunch.
I don't think he was
thrilled with what we were saying.
No.
But again, if we have a conversation.
We were nice to him because I need the customers.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
But I think if we have a conversation with someone like that, unless he's an authoritarian, he would back down and recognize our libertarian perspective on saying, listen, we may not agree with your methods, and you may not agree with mine all the time, but I would defend your right to basically offer them, just not in a monopoly. Like, for an internist, could there be a homeopath that does internal medicine? Sure there could, but not under the Flexner Report-inspired, Rockefeller-inspired medical monopoly that only promotes agendas of drugs and then surgery.
Well, you see it even with the presidency. You see that both sides are trying to sabotage him because he is against the people who are entrenched.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And whether he's perfect or not, that's not the point. These people do not want him. Mm-hmm. And they're both Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
Again, people don't give up the throne.
Yeah.
They want their power. They like their life. Especially as people get older and they have nothing else in their life that's significant, that becomes really the radical thing, which is everything at cost to save. Look at a guy like John McCain, supposedly a maverick back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He's anything but.
No. He's
right?
A statist if there ever was one, and he would love to have war with Russia.
Well, not just war. Remember his bomb Iran.
Yeah,
thing,
of course.
Right?
Listen. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the show next. If you're gravitationally challenged at a university in Canada, you don't have to worry about it, especially if you're a snowflake. We'll explain why after the break. I'll be at Total Health in Canada for you Canadians, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Then I'll be speaking at the Best Answer for Cancer at the end of April in San Diego, California. And, before that, we're here at Simply Natural to do a lecture after the show. Stick with us, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Scott Bell Show. You see the kind of irreverent and relevant discussion we have on the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly when Richard Pearl shows up. It gets pretty wild, and always enjoy seeing my good friend. And once again, we're missing our good buddy, the third amino, Liam, chef. Pray for Liam. He's suffering through a lot. Those of you who know Liam, author of Official Stories. I've written the book Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger. We'll make that available here at the store today for those who show up to the lecture just after the show. And we will go to Canada, because I got to go to Canada soon, Toronto. Hopefully they'll let me in after we cover this story. Richard, the university up there has declared gravity to be intolerant. Would you agree that gravity is a bit intolerant?
Yes, it's completely. It's intelligent.
Care.
Actually, I got to tell you a quick story if we have time.
Sure.
When I was in high school, very first day of physics, we went into the class. Now, if you asked 100% of the people if you dropped the book, what would happen? They'd all say it fell. By the time that class was over, 80% of us, including me, wasn't so sure.
We weren't so sure. Huh?
Because of the way he twisted everything and he made you believe that there could be another outcome. I think this is the problem with the people in Canada.
Okay.
They're not a bunch of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds in class.
Right.
These are adults, and they're blaming, or they don't want to offend people because of gravity. That's an insanity.
Well, let's get into that for a moment. But Super Don, did you say that somebody put a little spoof out there that Trump wants to sell California to Canada to pay for the wall in Mexico?
I did. It was a great article. It's satire, of course. But
yes, that's
funny. He was going to do it, and the Mexico was all for it.
Mexico's for it. Yeah.
Well, Mexico's still angry about the Alamo.
The guys digging the tunnels. Yes. The guys digging the tunnels under the border now could start now digging tunnels to supply Hollywood rather than just trying to get stuff into California.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting thought. Anyway, so this university declares gravity to be intolerant. Why? Well, they remove all their weighing scales so you know how much you weigh, right? Because in the gym there, they want to avoid triggering the snowflakes, right? These are people that are just so sensitive, hypersensitive, that, you know, a wrong look, you know, suddenly sends them into, my gosh, you know, I don't know how you get through life where you can be so easily
Prozac,
offended.
Paxil.
Well, that's where they want them to be on, yeah. Prozac and Paxil. But my gosh, you don't have a right not to be offended. I mean, when did anybody get an idea like you can go through life and not
be
offended?
Because we have participation trophies.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah.
is the big thing. In life, everyone says, well, participation's good enough. Yeah. you know, if you come in fourth place, you put as much effort as the guy comes in first, but the guy comes in first gets the disproportionate value. The guy who comes in fourth gets nothing. He gets the memory of being there. The problem is everyone, their focus is to play.
Yeah.
You know, even in nutrition, my focus is not to play. My focus is to get somebody to a place.
To win. To have them
to
win.
Get an outcome.
Yeah.
It's only an outcome. If you don't get an outcome, it wasn't worth
doing. Dude, if you get fourth place, you can go live with Bernie Sanders. That's They'll give you something.
And you'll only have to pay 13.5% taxes.
13.5% versus a Trump paying 25%. That's weird, isn't it?
That's strange. And I funded Bernie back in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ended up voting for Trump.
A lot of gratitude he's got going on now. So the idea of intolerance, gravity is intolerant. It applies to everyone equally. If that's intolerance, that's a spiritual principle. Now, toleration is an interesting concept. Even discrimination is an interesting concept because if you don't discriminate in life, you could die. If you don't discriminate the right time to walk across the road when the Mack truck's
heading
down.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So to say discrimination is always bad is
no, you know, prejudice, like you're prejudiced against eating a food that will kill you.
Yeah. Prejudging something.
That's right. You're prejudging. This whole idea, we take words and then we put all kinds of human attachment to them about other people when the word itself it doesn't have an energy.
Right.
So if you discriminate, like I discriminate against eating from fast foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make me bad because I don't eat fast food? No, it protects me.
Sure.
That's exactly why I opened up a restaurant.
But this is the thing. You learn from life the things that hurt you, the things that bruised you. I mean, the things that made me so ill for the first 24 years of my life, I am more grateful to those things than almost anything because it taught me what not to do so that at 50 plus I could be alive and well and thriving better than when I was in my 20s.
You're only in your 50s?
Oh, I'm not barely in my 50s. Thank you very much. Barely in my 50s. Still got more hair than you, Richard Pearl.
And it's less gray.
And it's a little less gray, too. And no hair coloring that I'm aware of. Maybe a little Ayurvedic medicine.
You,
or something.
By the way, we have a friend here who's from New York. So
he doesn't have any hair. So
he has no hairs.
Yeah. That's a little bit. But he's a big fan of silver. So you guys coming for the lecture or here to eat or both? What are you guys doing? Both. All right. So we're gonna do some lectures. Some people coming. This is good news.
Are you going to be boring?
I'm totally not going to be boring. No,
I don't
do boring. All right. If you have been bored, come on down.
I talked to your wife. She says otherwise.
Okay. Well, to her, I'm boring, of course, because same old, same old. All right, folks. This is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, even when Richard Pearl is around. And even if I'm not around, come see him down here in, where are we, Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise?
We're in Sunset Strip and University Drive on the northeast corner of University, right next to the IHOP. So Simply Natural.
Simply Natural. Come down and see
us. Not just a place, an adventure.
And a great place for organic food. And we'll be back tomorrow with advanced medicine. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you this. Y'all listen, it's the truth. The power to heal is yours.
No, no.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.